In the 1930s, the number of farms and ranches in South Dakota reached more than 80,000, and most of those had a well, which today may be abandoned. South Dakota law requires abandoned wells be capped, according to Mark Mayer, the Director of Office of Water for the South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources.
The reason that we really want and need that well plugged is anytime there's a well into an aquifer, if it's not being used, it is a conduit for contamination of the aquifer because contamination is able to travel down the well.
He says contamination through an abandoned well could also be from another aquifer.
You know, it might be that the well drilled through two or three different aquifers to get down to the one that they wanted that had the water quality they needed. And if the integrity of that casing is compromised, you could have that poor quality water in an aquifer that's above the aquifer that it's completed into flowing down into that higher quality aquifer and reducing the water quality.
In addition, plugging abandoned artesian wells preserves water pressure for other users of the aquifer. Mayer explains the owner of land with an abandoned well is responsible for plugging that well. Procedures to cap wells vary, with costs ranging from $5,000 to as much as $50,000. The Office of Water at DANR can assist landowners in locating abandoned wells and connect them with licensed experts to plug the well properly. Visit the Office of Water at danr.sd.gov for details. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources.